This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Ethical eating and meat choices in prenatal nutrition, pros and cons, explained. Explore the ethical considerations of eating meat during pregnancy, balancing nutrition, sentiocentrism, and plant-based alternatives for a healthy, conscious choice. Ethical considerations of meat in prenatal nutrition. Hey, so I've been thinking a lot about the whole idea of eating meat during pregnancy and how it ties into ethics, which might sound a bit surprising at first. I mean, when it comes to prenatal nutrition, most people talk about what's healthy for the baby, folic acid, iron, protein, but rarely hear about the ethical conversations behind those choices. If you're wondering whether it's okay to eat meat while pregnant, or if you should lean into more plant-based diets, stick with me because it's actually a pretty interesting topic. First off, let's just acknowledge that meat provides some key nutrients that are super important during pregnancy. Iron and B12, for example, are critical for a developing baby and often more bioavailable in animal sources. But here's the catch. A lot of people today are questioning the ethics of consuming animal products. Not just the health pros and cons, but the whole idea of sentiocentrism. That is, giving moral consideration not only to humans but also to animals because they can feel and suffer. When you're pregnant, it's natural to want your baby to get the best nutritional start possible. But what about the ethical ripple effect of the choices you make regarding meat? This is where the arguments for and against eating meat come into play. On one hand, you've got the undeniable health benefits of some animal proteins during those critical months. On the other, there's increasing awareness about factory farming, animal welfare, environmental impacts, and even emerging options like clean meat, which is lab-grown meat designed to bypass some traditional ethical issues. So, why is this important? Well, if a pregnant person embraces the concept of ethical eating, they might weigh the pros and cons of eating meat differently than someone who only looks at the health angle. Some might choose to reduce or eliminate meat, turning towards fortified plant-based diets that can meet their and their baby's nutritional needs without contributing to animal harm. Others might decide that the direct benefits of meat are worth the ethical concerns in their specific situation. Here's a quick list of points to consider. Pros of eating meat during pregnancy: high-quality protein, readily absorbed iron and B12, essential fats like DHA. Cons of eating meat: animal welfare concerns, environmental impacts, risk of contaminants or hormones, ethical distress. Plant-based alternatives can be nutritious but require careful planning to avoid deficiencies. Clean meat: an emerging solution aiming to offer the benefits of meat without traditional ethical downsides. Pregnancy is, after all, a time when many people reconsider their lifestyle choices more deeply, sometimes even adopting new habits to promote well-being for themselves, their babies, and the world their children will grow up in. This shift can bring ethical questions to the forefront in a way that's often overlooked in prenatal nutrition discussions. It also helps to think about practical ways to balance all this. For example, someone might eat ethically sourced or pasture-raised meat in limited quantities instead of conventional factory-farmed meat. Others might choose to ramp up plant-based options fortified with supplements or focus on whole foods rich in iron and protein. If you find this topic intriguing, there's a great resource I'd recommend called Eat Meat or Don't. It really breaks down the ethical discussion on eating meat in ways that are thoughtful but approachable. Whether you're curious about sentiocentrism or weighing the environmental and moral arguments, it's a helpful read to expand your perspective. At the end of the day, the choice around meat consumption during pregnancy is personal and often complicated. The key is to stay informed about both the nutritional needs and the ethical implications. That way, you can make a decision that feels right, not just for your baby's health, but also for your values. So next time you're chatting with a friend about prenatal nutrition, maybe toss in some ethical considerations alongside the usual advice. It's a fascinating mix of biology, philosophy, and personal choice that's becoming increasingly relevant in how we eat today. Remember, whether you choose to eat meat or not, Knowing the full story behind your food helps you live more consciously, and that's always a win. Learn more about the ethical discussion on eating meat and prenatal nutrition by checking out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a great way to get a balanced view of the arguments for and against eating meat and explore options like plant-based diets and clean meat that might suit your lifestyle and values.